And there were trying times. We had crying times.
During the month of November, 98.1 KZE will be saluting Red Hook's heroes by broadcasting interviews from the members of local VFW Post 7765. The new series, called Voices of Valor, is produced and hosted by Red Hook High School freshman Olive Haley. Olive and 98.1 KZE would like to show appreciation for those who served in our armed forces and hear about what makes them proudest of their country and community. Through storytelling and the power of local radio, we will explore tales of honor, duty, camaraderie, service, and sacrifice directly from the minds and hearts of Red Hook's heroes. Voices of Valor on 98.1 KZE is sponsored in part by SCR Fence in Westchester, New York. SCRFence.com. Now, KZE and Red Hook's VFW is proud to present Voices of Valor with your host, Olive Haley.
So if we could start off by telling us a little bit about yourself, your name, how long you've lived in the area, your branch of service, your years served, and any combat tours you participated in, if applicable.
Richard Christensen. I graduated from Weavetug Central High School in 1969. And in October of that year, my best friend Ross Fenn and I enlisted in the United States Army.
How many years did you serve?
I served a total of 18 years. In attack helicopter operations. And one of my primary reasons for going into military is I wanted to do something. I wanted to fly. And I wanted to do something other than go to college. My parents wanted me to go to college, and I kind of blew it off.
So if you please share a story from your time in service about the camaraderie, patriotism, or an experience that captures the honor of serving.
I am going to tell you a story about my first combat operation. My unit at the time was in Pleiku, and it was just before what was called the Cambodian incursion, where we had operations going into Cambodia. It was May 21st of 1970. It was my 20th birthday, and it just so happened to be my first combat mission as an Aero Scout, and this is how I flew. We took off, and we were flying on the Cambodian border, and all of a sudden we hit a NVA bunker complex, and it was just an instantaneous sighting of a enemy soldier sitting on a log eating rice with his AK-47 propped up against him. It was the North Vietnamese regulars, which were highly trained and very well supplied. He picked his AK-47 up, pointed it at us, and I let loose with my M60 machine gun. I was only maybe 150 feet away from this guy. I was fortunate to have done what I did instantaneously with no hesitation, because I don't think I would have been here today if I had not done what I was trained to do. I was so scared, I came back into the helicopter as far as I could, get behind some armor plating. So we're going up the side of this mountain, and I am so scared. I mean, I am beside myself with fear. I want out. I want to go home. I want my mother. I want my father, my brother, my little dog. I don't want to be there. So at this point in time, I am just beside myself. I am just, I mean, soaked in sweat, prayed over and over and over again. I don't want to die on my 20th birthday. And I prayed to God, and I prayed, and I prayed, and I thought it was insane to have to go back in and do this same thing all over again and engage these people. Anyway, the clearance came for us to go back in, and I had to get back out the door. It was just a horrible feeling. I can't describe it even till to this day, a feeling of accepting the fact that you're going to die.
You have been listening to 98.1 KZE's new interview series, Voices of Valor, running throughout the month of November, featuring the voices of local veterans and their tales of heroism. This segment of Voices of Valor on 98.1 KZE is brought to you by SCR Fence, design and installation of gates and fences for your home, farm, or business. For service, commitment, and reliability, visit SCRFence.com. Voices of Valor is hosted and produced by Olive Haley, Red Hook High School freshman. Stay tuned throughout the month for new interviews and stories from Red Hook's heroes. Voices of Valor can be heard throughout the day on 98.1 KZE in honor of Veterans Day. Thank you for your service.